So today I'm going to talk with a very longtime friend of mine. I met him many moons ago when I was doing radio, and I made a friend in college who introduced me to several other friends. And so this brother has turned out to be an awesome friend and a mentor in ministry. He's actually the reason I went to seminary. He talked me into going to seminary. And I want him to talk to you a little bit today and tell you who he is and talk about his recent book. He has a book that is available now, and I'm going to let him introduce himself and tell you a little bit about.
Hey, family, this is Doc Wilson reaching out to you from Metro Atlanta, and I am excited to be on this broadcast with my good friend. It is amazing how God keeps good connections in place, and for this I am grateful. Thank you for the introduction. Just a little bit about me. I'm a native New Yorker that found home in Atlanta, Georgia. Started a church some 26 years ago called the Center of Hope, and God has just sustained us and is allowing us to do great ministry. The book that I wrote is entitled Love, Sex, and Marriage from a Man That's Failed at All Three. It is a phenomenal book simply because it just saturated with honesty. The book opens up with me being honest that I never lost my virginity. I never did. I can stand on any pulpit, any stage around the world and declare the same. I've never lost my virginity, because you don't lose when you know where it is. I threw my virginity away at 14 because no one told me that it was valuable. Nobody told me it was worth keeping. As a matter of fact, it was fashioned like a disease that needed to be rid as soon as possible. So at 14, I threw it away, thinking that I would come home because my elders would ask me, did you get some? And I'm like, get what? Did you get some? So when it happened, I thought I was going to come back and be crowned a man. But only thing I was crowned was confused and lost. And because I didn't get the proper mentoring, the proper training, that 14-year-old who made that mistake then lived out a scourge of promiscuity, headaches and heartaches, an abortion at 18, a baby out of wedlock at 21, and I just wish that I had someone then to tell me about me and about what is good inside of me. So Love, Sex, and Marriage from a Man That's Failed at All Three is the name of the book. Love, Sex, and Marriage from a Man That Failed at All Three. It is just a phenomenal piece for singles, married persons, teenagers, to teach them not what we think about relationships, about what God thinks about relationships and the importance of both roles in the marriage and in relationships. I'll say this as I bring my little statement to a close, and again, I am honored to be here. You can find me on Facebook at Dallas Wilson. You can find me on Instagram, Dr. Dallas Wilson. My website, centerofhopeatl.org, centerofhopeatl.org. And I would love for you to get a copy of my book, Love, Sex, and Marriage from a Man That's Failed at All Three. The reason why I believe that God started relationships and marriage with men, not because that the woman is less important, simply because he knew we needed more work. God never introduced Adam to Eve until Adam had three jobs. So God had to observe his work ethic before he introduced him to Eve. So God needed to do some work with the men. I believe, and I know for a fact, that the man is who the wife looks to, who the son looks at, and who the daughter looks for. One more time. The man is who the wife looks to. When he comes home, the woman can unburden herself because there's a man in the house. He can be the troubleshooter. He can be everything that she needs him to be because the man is home. He is who she looks to. It's who the son looks at. Because when there's a man in the house, the father licenses the son to do everything that he does. So, men, you're listening to me. Whatever you do, and you do it in front of your children, you do it in front of your son, you're giving him permission to do so. So sons look to fathers so that they can become the man that they need to be. But the daughters are who they look for in a father. So daughters are looking for their father in a mate. They want to see the grace, the mercy, the strength that they see in their father in someone else. So it's very important, men, that we start our role and cause the world and our families to rally around the God in us. That's why I believe God started the family with men. Not that women were less important, but simply because he wanted a foundation that was based upon the man. So listen, I'm so grateful for this opportunity to share with you. I'm not hard to find. Catch me out there on Facebook or any one of those social media sources, and I'd love to share more with you. So God bless you. Heaven smile upon you. Love, sex, and marriage from a man that's failed at all three. Get your copy. All right? Love you much. Two fingers, y'all. Peace.